I'm here with Subodh Gupta at the Frieze Art Fair. Subodh, you've done a one-person show. I think that's quite a feat, actually, because many of the galleries here, of course, have got a whole range of works, but you've got this wonderful installation. I'd just like to talk about that specifically.
First, I will give the credit to Pierre Hubert, to my gallery, Art and Public, who bring me, and he has a lots of confidence on me to putting solo show, because it's not also easy for him showing me just as a solo show, no? So it's a very important for me and him too. Yes, and here I bring it my very recent work. These days I'm working with the stainless steel utensils, day-to-day object in India. 70% of population of India, they use the stainless steel utensil day-to-day life at home. And I pick up the subject from that.
It's very pristine, it's in a white space, very clean, like some very executive kitchen that in some very expensive restaurant or somewhere. But I'd like to talk about beyond that as well, the way that you work with these utensils.
Like you said, it's a very expensive kitchen, but honestly, it is expensive kitchen, but not in India. India is a very, very common and very middle-class family use this kitchen every day, day-to-day life in their home. But when this kitchen come out of their kitchen and I bring them out, it's become little something else, no doubt. In India, prayer room and the kitchen has the same kind of platform. We respect it. My kitchen has a prayer room too, since I born in Hindu family and believe in that, no?
Transmutated to this space, put into this space, it does have a different agenda. It's read in a different way. It's read against the context of installation, modernism, the object, all these things. That's very interesting, isn't it? When work is put in the privileged space of the gallery, it of course has what it is, but also it takes on other agendas.
Yeah, but also I work with the humor. Anybody come from Europe and America, if you wanted to eat Indian food, people talk not about Indian food, people talk about, just think about curry, no? So when I made the kitchen cabinet, I given the title called curry, no? Because I play with the humor and, no? I play with my object, with the day-to-day life, plus icon image, plus my belief, which country I live. There is a two kind of a stone. One a stone in the roadside, and other a stone is become a belief, become a god, you know, that country I belong to. In this kitchen, for me, become a piece of artwork, and for me is a practice of my art, but same time, this kitchen is a just kitchen, it can be any normal home.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your training and background. You were brought up in India, of course, as you mentioned, you live in India still.
I've grown up in the northeast India, place called Bihar. You can say Wild West kind of place where I come from in India. We do have education, College of Art, but hardly any teacher, hardly any kind of education there, but somehow you take the degree. So you can say that I'm self-taught artist, and I learned through my own experience many things. And I'm working and living in Delhi for last 18 years. It's my own journey, my own experience bring me here, and I feel good about it.
Can I also talk a little bit about the art world in Delhi? Because as you mentioned, it's hard, you know, to actually make your impression. And
it was hard in the beginning, but not now. Now the Indian economic is booming, and so do the art.
And many more galleries.
And many more galleries
many
coming.
Many more commercial galleries.
Many things is coming.
Because 20 years ago, the art scene would have been very different.
Very different. Today is selling good and bad work both, simultaneously around the world.
I'm very interested as well in the way you actually literally physically put the work together. Can you talk a little bit about your process when you have your idea and the way that you then take your idea and we end up with a finished product?
I work with the many medium. I do make video, I do make painting, I do make other kind of works. As an artist, I never hesitated to use any medium. If I feel like this medium is very good for me and I can say what I wanted to try to say through my artwork, I don't hesitate to use that medium. I visualize the artwork very simple way, which atmosphere, which country I live, and what I see next door my neighbor, what I see in myself, what I see with my friends, what I make. So it's nothing special, but I take from my home, from my background, and I bring them from there to in my art. I try to do that.
The different mediums are very distinct. They have a different materiality, a different physical presence. Can I just talk about the difference of working with, say, a stainless steel medium that you have here, and then working with videos? 50 years ago, people stayed with one medium generally. Now working across all these different mediums.
Because look, today, the world which live, everything is happening, no? I see the kingdom in India and see the poverty in India and see the Hollywood release movie. Within a one day, release in Hollywood, is release in Delhi too. So a world I'm living, I'm informed from, surrounded with a very contemporary atmosphere as well as my own atmosphere too. So I'm living in the both place simultaneous. You're not thinking one thing. Your mind is listening to the radio right now. Then suddenly the music is on. Suddenly the TV is on. Suddenly accident is happened. Somebody's happiness happened. Somebody's death is happening. So you're not thinking one thing. Simultaneous, you are the human being. Your body remains same form, but your mind is everywhere. So if I will say I will use only one medium to for my art, I will be not true with that. Since I live in this world and I go slowly with this world, so I like to use all kind of medium, all kind of experiment.
Can I just talk to you about the atmosphere of the fair itself? You've exhibited in quite a lot of art fairs in the past, so obviously you're quite aware of the kind of art fair syndrome.
But this one is done very well, and I must say that this is the biggest art fair although I've been Basel Art Fair, but I was not been there physically. Under one roof, you see so many art, so much contemporary art, so many things. It's a real fair. People who love art, for them, is a great place to be here.